premiership rings. I don't know if the AFL is going to do this or not, but it's being considered. Tony Shaw joins us. Shorey, good morning.
G'day, Tom.
Well, as I understand the proposal, and it's just that at the moment, a proposal is the players who play in the grand final would continue to get a medallion, but the whole squad, like even players who only played in the VFL all year, would get a ring like they do in American football. Do you think it's a good idea?
It's an idea, but no, it's not good. I don't think it's, look, from my point of view, I know, having played in a couple of losing grand finals and feeling that impact, and then playing in a grand final, and we had a couple of 1990 had a couple of horrible stories with Alan Richardson doing his shoulder a couple of weeks before, and Ronnie McKeon was dropped on the day.
Oh, was he? And you managed to overlook Brian Taylor, the greatest goal kicker of all time. He described himself once to me.
Yeah, well, Barge's knees were gone then, so that was it. But yes, Craig Sartridge came into the side, and Ronnie McKeon missed out. So look, I would ask 99% of players who play the game now, and just ask them, do you want a medallion, a premiership medallion or premiership ring, if you don't play on the side? And I would say, most of them would say no. It's cruel, but you know, things happen in our game, but you are the person who are out there on the ground, plus your coach, of course. But no, I don't think, look, the ring's not a bad idea. I still think, I love the medals, because all the kids who present the medals after the game, it's just brilliant.
Can you imagine how fiddly it'd be trying to get a kid to sort of put a bit of Vaseline on a ring and shove it onto, you know, Darcy Moore's finger or something like that?
Yeah, look, I think you've got to stick with the medals, because it's going to be a lot easier. And in one way, they can really be fake anyway, you get what I mean? You don't have to spend a lot of money on the medals. But the ring, I don't care. But I don't know, who's going to pay for them? Is the AFL going to pay for them? I think they're worth about $50,000 each.
Yes, they are.
When you're talking NBA and NFL, that money can be better used on junior development than, you know, getting a ring.
But
you want to do it the cheap way, but I just think giving it to the whole squad just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I agree. And you feel like a fraud in later life. Like, you'd be sort of going around saying, oh, well, yes, actually, I played in the grand final. And then someone would say, well, no, you didn't. You know, you played in the reserves the whole season. And it just wouldn't seem right, would it?
No, it's a brutal industry, mate. And we, over the history of the game, there's been the hard luck stories of players who miss out. I think Frank Tuck from Collingwood missed out in the 1953 or 58 grand final. Did his hammy during the week of the grand final. So, you know, it's just the way it is, and we'll have this in sport for a long period of time. You can acknowledge them in club somehow, but I don't think a grand final medal or a ring for those who don't play is suitable.
Right, thank you, Shorey. Tony Shaw there, of course, Captain Collingwood's their drought-breaking premiership back in 1990. And, of course, well-known to all of you on 3AW is football.